We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're talking today with Dr. Deb Gustafson, Associate Superintendent at USD 475 Geary County Schools. You know, we talk here about the new school year coming around, and a lot of places, not just schools, but in general, there's a need for employees. And I'm sure that's just as much with as many schools that you have there in 475. I bet there's a lot of vacancies. Am I right?
Absolutely, Brandon. And I tell you what, this whole situation has created some sleepless nights for a lot of administrators, district and building level administrators, as they try to figure out how we're going to get things covered throughout next school year. We have several openings. We have both certified and classified openings. I told somebody the other day, I think we have a job for everybody. Anybody that needs employment, we can figure out what their skill set is and get them on board. I do think that we are down. So we have about 1,300, between 1,300 and 1,400 employees in our district. That's both certified and classified. I do think we're down to three elementary openings that we hope to still fill before school starts here in a couple of weeks. And we have probably just under between 15 and 20 secondary vacancies certified. So we still need math teachers, science teachers, social studies teachers, art teachers, English language teachers, special education, if I didn't already mention that, social workers, counselors. We still have vacancies in all of those areas. So we're still hopeful. There's some people out there that whatever their life situation was, they're just now beginning to look for work. And we're very interested in them applying for our positions. We still have a number of classified positions also open, everywhere from paraprofessionals to teacher assistants, to secretaries, to lunchroom playground aides, to cooks. We have a number of those positions open also. We did just last week initially settle on our negotiated agreement. Our teachers have not ratified yet. They will do that next week when they return to work. But overall, the financial package that certified teachers will be receiving will be over a 5% increase when you look at both the improvements that were made to the salary schedule, as well as to some hourly rates for after school tutoring and some insurance money and some other things. It's well over, I think it's around a 5.4 overall package. So we're a great district to work for. We're a very progressive district. We have tremendous professional development opportunities. Our opportunities to grow in our district are as high as you can dream. You know, I'm a good example of that myself. I've been in the school district for 45 years. I started off as a custodian and a secretary, and have moved through most positions in the district to land in the one I'm at. So it's the land of opportunity. We grow our own people. We make sure they're nurtured and cared for and paid well. So yes, this is an advertisement. If you are out there and you need employment, please come see us. Put in an application online and we will set up an interview for you.
All right, very good. Again, we're speaking with Dr. Deb Gustafson, USD 475 Geary County Schools, our featured segment here on In Focus. We've been talking a lot about a number of different things, and we were asking our friends from Riley County and Blue Valley Schools kind of where they're at with mask protocol here for the fall. I know a lot of moving parts yet to probably be determined here, but I'm sure the discussion's happening behind the scenes in your district.
Absolutely. You know, we were a pretty unique school district, USD 475 last year. We opened our doors to on-site learning, brick and mortar learning at the beginning of the year, and we stayed open the entire year. We did have to send our high school to remote learning during a small outbreak between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But other than that, our doors were open to on-site learning for the entire school year. And we learned a lot. We learned a lot about how to keep our students safe, safety mitigation measures, you know, from the social distancing to the enhanced cleaning opportunities and all of that. And all of those measures will stay in place this year. You know, it'll look a little bit different with our social distancing just because we are bringing back over 1,000 remote learners, you know, so there'll be a few challenges with that. We did put out what we believed were going to be our mitigation measures for COVID. We put those out a couple weeks ago. So those are posted on our website. And at this particular time, Brandon, masks are encouraged and recommended for any individuals who are not vaccinated. So that would be both students and adults. We are still recommending. It's not a mandate at this point like it was last year, but it is a strong recommendation to, you know, to keep our population safe. We're all aware, you know, that the CDC came out yesterday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, made some different recommendations for schools. We have a COVID response team in our district that meets twice a week. We meet on Mondays and on Fridays. And so we will certainly be bringing up these new recommendations and guidelines at our COVID meeting late this week and early next week, and seeing if we're going to make any changes based upon the recommendations. And of course, we'll take those recommendations to our Board of Education if there are any changes. Just as our friends here that were on earlier spoke, it's a little bit premature for us to say exactly what that's going to look like. I think it was Cliff that mentioned, and he's 100% accurate, the COVID information literally changes daily. What comes out from the CDC, from KDHE, from your own local health department changes so rapidly. So we try not to put out information that we're going to have to change repeatedly. So we kind of wait as long as we can and let the dust all settle and see where we're at and get the information that we think is going to be the information moving forward. Our focus, our goals are the exact same as they were last year, and that's to keep our students and our staff as safe as possible. So that will be the lens through which we make make these decisions. Another thing that's a little bit unique to us is we obviously partner with the Geary County Health Department and take guidance in addition to the CDC and KDHE. We take guidance from our Geary County Health Department, but we also are partners with Fort Riley. And so we partner with the Fort Riley Public Health Department and obviously the Garrison Command Office because we share students. You know, we're all in one school district, Fort Riley Schools and Geary County Schools, and all of the Fort Riley High School students attend our high, you know, are at our high school. So we have to be good partners with them and pay close attention to what their mitigation requirements are also.
All right, very good. Well explained. And it makes sense to wait as long as you can on something like that. As far as some other things going on, you also have a survey going on at USD 475 for parents to maybe take a look at.
Yeah, this is critical, Brandon. And so I do hope that this message gets out clearly. We've pushed the message out through our messaging centers as much as possible, but the state of Kansas has replaced their free and reduced lunch application because lunches are free to all students now. So we do not have to worry about the free and reduced lunch application. But because they used that as a source of funding to school districts, they have replaced that with what is called a home economic survey. And it has some similarities and it has some differences. But I think the key thing for all of our stakeholders, all of our constituents, our parents to understand is that this is tied to our funding. This survey is tied to the funding that we receive to educate their students, their children. You know, our Fort Riley families, they don't pay personal property taxes in our area. And so we have to look at other means of funding to educate all of our students. And this will be tied to it. And so it's just critical that all of our families take this home economic survey so that we can get the appropriate funding streams rolling necessary to educate all students. So thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate that. And hopefully we'll continue through our media sources to indicate how really critical it is to get all of these surveys back from our families.
All right. Very good. I've got just a couple minutes left here. I thought I might ask briefly, and we had on our schedule an open house for the high school next week. And I understand that's been canceled because there is some delays here, but maybe just briefly talk about where you're at with the high school project.
Oh my gosh. It just is such a tremendous, incredible opportunity. I've only been through it once several weeks ago. Can't wait to see it again. It will rival any college campus that anyone has ever been through. It's truly magnificent. We are going to get students in there on the 25th, but we will not have all areas of the school open. We will still be finishing up some gymnasium, some sports related room. The auditorium will not completely be finished by the 25th. The goal is to have all areas completed by October, but we'll be setting that new VIP tour date to get everybody through there and just see the incredible, tremendous learning opportunities that our students are going to have in this new facility. Pretty exciting.
They will play football out there, though, this fall?
They will. Okay. They will play football. That schedule was delayed a little bit also. So our first few games will be away games until they're completely ready to bring our students on board, but we will have football in our new JCHS Blue Jay Stadium.
Can't wait to see that. That looks amazing. The whole campus looks amazing. I know a lot of people have driven by and complimented it here, and I've seen, I haven't been out there probably for a month now, but I'll have to drive by and check it out.
It's, I encourage everyone to, and again, you know, it's not the facility that creates the learning. It's the students and I mean the teachers. And we all know that the education process revolves around teachers, but there are some pretty unique learning opportunities, especially in the career technical education field, that our students are going to have that they never would have had before because of this new facility. So we are really, really excited.
All right. Well, Dr. Gustafson, it has been nice to talk to you. Thanks for being here. And we'll talk maybe to you sometime down the road.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. That's going to wrap up our show here for today. We've got a busy schedule tomorrow. Most of it's going to be some taped interviews here that we've run the last couple of days. So we'll hear from Dr. Ernie Minton is one of them. We'll also hear from Jack Alston and some others. Look forward to that coming up tomorrow.